breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 7:57 right now with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Let's check in with you, because I know for a fact when it comes to this conversation, you are vested, and you also want to share your opinion as to the judgment that was laid out in the Azan Medicia Shannon Vassafall case. Let's check in with Abuti Vainan here.
Yeah.
Morning, NSK, Shaquan, morning. You know, as much as we feel lost and sad about the whole Shannon thing, her death, I think it was a fair judgment. The investigating officers had to do their job. Judge Christy Liebenberg just did what he had to do. I think it's very fair. We cannot attach our emotions to the judgment and or feel these people have to just be sentenced. On a positive note out of this, I think we should applaud the justice system for taking a firm stance and not attaching their emotions to the judgment. My 10 cent.
All right, thank you so much, Vainand. We now have the sister with us, Osi Loretta. Good morning. Hi, Loretta. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Obviously, it's a terrible question to ask considering the circumstances. Shaquan is here as well.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chi. I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Now, Loretta, you are the sister of the late Shannon.
Yeah, I'm her older sister.
I think we will get right down to the crux of it. Yes, there is judgment. Yes, there is judgment. What is the overall stance of the family? Where does the family stand with this judgment?
Nobody was expecting this outcome, to be honest. We did know that, at some point, maybe the court case wasn't going that well. But, people talked so much about Christy Liebenberg and what. So, we had so much faith in the judge. And, we just felt like it was a shocker, honestly. It was a shocker. No one expected this outcome. We were also hopeful that, this guy, these people admitted to killing her. And they buried her. And they basically admitted to everything.
Yeah.
So, we didn't even expect to think that they were going to be not guilty. Where is that coming from? If those people admitted with their mouths that, they were present at the crime scene, they killed the person and all those. Mm. Yeah.
So, obviously, with private conversations that you and I have had for so many years right now, you did obviously mention that even when everything unfolded, or you even finding out that she was missing and so forth.
I hear the kid in the background.
She actually went with you to go open the missing person's case, right? So with everything that you know that the public doesn't really know, how do you feel about the sentencing that's going to go on today, especially keeping in mind the judgment that was ruled yesterday?
Well, so I don't really know, because she's only charged with two counts of fraud, which is a $6,500 and a $14,000, which would probably be 6 months each or something. Mm-hmm. And then she's charged with concealment or whatever. What is that? Obstruction of justice.
Yeah, obstruction of justice, yes.
Yeah. So she'll probably be out sometime. Maybe she'll get a small fine, or she'll be out soon, very soon. She'll be out, and then she'll be out in the street living her best life. So we don't. I don't know how long they charge for concealment of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I am just like she. I don't think it's a long sentence, considering the fact that she was detained since 2020.
Yeah, so that's correct.
It's
yeah.
Now 3 years, almost 3 years that she's already been in custody. So
yeah,
she'll be out in no time.
Yeah. So Loretta, if you had to, so if you had to obviously tell us one thing, because I know you and Shannon were very, very close. If you had to tell us one thing that you miss so much about your baby sister, and also something that you want, that you keep very close to your heart, that you're going to, I don't know, like a memory that you'll keep alive for her son, what would that be?
Well, she was like the funnest person I knew. Like even in a dull situation, she always found something new just to make it like make you laugh. She was that, like the energy in the room. If she enters here, you know that she's going to be there.
Yeah.
And she would dance throughout the whole house, and she would make videos like singing and dancing. She was just like the energy that, yeah, she carried such a beautiful aura that, like, I would really love. I kept a bunch of her videos and pictures and stuff. Like, yeah, she always wanted a big family. So I have pictures of when she was pregnant and when she had my nephew. So I just want to make him like an album, man, where I just put everything and then, like, I keep it aside for him. So by the time he's of age, he just gets to see what a vibrant and lovely mom he had.
Of course,
because she really, really loved him. Like, from a young age, my sister knew she wanted to be a mom. So I just want to keep those things for him so that he never, like, misses a day or thinks of, like, one day that his mom didn't want him.
Yeah.
His mom always, always wanted him.
Loretta, I have to ask you this question. I mean, it's no secret that the two families, before the incident, the two families were intertwined. The two families had a relationship. And I have to ask you this. Has the Medicias reached out to your family? Have they tendered an apology? Was there any form of elderly discussion between the two families to tender some sort of apology, to tender some sort of remedial family action from their part?
Not that I know of. The last time there were talks about an apology, the mother made a statement to the newspaper that apparently as a parent, you didn't send your child to go kill someone. So there was never an official apology from the family. Apart from those apologies in court where Azan was like saying she's sorry and whatnot, but we never really got an official apology.
Is that something that the Vassafar family would want?
I mean, I don't really know, but like, why wouldn't I want to apologize on my child's behalf if no one really sends anyone to go do anything, but these are circumstances that took place. So as a person that has common sense, should I say, I would just be like this is someone's life that we are talking about. These people lost someone. So I would have felt like it would be appropriate if they reached out to us by time of the funeral, at least when everyone was in the host, and they could just come and say they're sorry or, you know, apologize on their kids' behalf. Yeah, it would only make sense, but nothing like that happened, so.
All right. Loretta, thank you so much for mastering up the courage and the energy to speak to us this morning. I know for a fact it's not an easy thing.
Absolutely.
I would also assume that your phone and your family's phones are probably bombarded by the media. And you made the choice to perhaps speak to us and clarify a couple of things. So we really appreciate it. We appreciate your time, and we really wish you well in your healing process.
Yeah, very true.
All right, thank you so much.
And just, you know, strength to everybody, because today will be an even harder day, okay? So we are thinking about you, and thank you honestly once again. Just, trusting and feeling like Fresh FM is a safe space for you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Right. Let's leave it at that. Unfortunately, we will not get into the news, but we will continue with our conversations right after this. Stick around.
Boost your mornings with fresh breakfast.